Queensland's Flood Inquiry has heard that attempts to protect future developments from flooding are hampered by a lack of flood mapping. A proposed Queensland building code would require a minimum building height above flood levels. But the inquiry has heard that in some parts of Queensland, flood mapping can be either non-existent or out of date. Our reporter Annie Guest is at the inquiry and she joins us now. Annie, who's been giving evidence today and what is it about these allegedly dodgy flood maps?
Well, Peter, Glenn Brumby has been testifying. He's the Executive Director of Building Codes Queensland, which is a state government agency. Mr. Brumby has been integrally involved in the development of a new Queensland Development Code, which aims to prevent a repeat of the scale of damage seen last summer, where tens of thousands of homes were damaged by the disasters. Now, the draft code would set a new the draft code sets a new minimum of buildings to be built with a 300mm freeboard, and that means that habitable rooms must be at least 300 mils above the defined flood levels. But the problem is that there is not adequate flood mapping in Queensland, and councils could opt out of this provision for this amount of minimum freeboard if they haven't got data on defined flood threats.
So in the light of that, what's the response been to Mr. Brumby's testimony?
Well, the council for one of the worst affected areas, Ipswich City Council, west of Brisbane, suggested that the cart was being put before the horse, given that the flood mapping in some areas, he said, is either non-existent, inadequate or out of date. And he questioned Mr. Brumby on whether he thought personally that it would be appropriate for the state government to help local government do regional flood studies, which are expensive and difficult. And Mr. Brumby replied, "It's not my role to say, but preferably I'd prefer any possible help given to councils."
Moving away from the floods, the man most likely to be Queensland's next Premier, Campbell Newman, is, shall we say, trying to keep his head above water over his son-in-law's business interests. How has Mr. Newman responded?
Well, the latest today is a small development in the scale of things. A figure put on a contract that Mr. Newman's brother-in-law sought from the state government, $30 million reportedly of work. That's reported by News Limited today. But now the issue is that Mr. Newman's brother-in-law with his father-in-law and wife involved in a company for some time after the floods earlier this year and touting for government business. Now, Mr. Newman has said that his wife was only involved for a short time, none of the family benefited financially, and that he hadn't been aware that his brother-in-law was going to tout for flood-related disaster recovery business on this particular point. But I have put to Mr. Newman via his media minders requests for an interview. They've been denied because he's away on holiday, but also a specific question has been put from the World Today, and that is, did Mr. Newman in his previous capacity or now, previous capacity as mayor or now, ever give his family information that would benefit them and that has not, their potentially benefit them in future for this company? And that question hasn't been answered.
Annie Guest reporting, and of course I got the wrong in-law there.